You're listening to Radio Free Cybertron with your hosts, Brian Kilby, J.D. Church, Rob Springer, John DeLuna, Lady Rick, Weebum, featuring XV.
So this is Radio Free Cybertron. XV just jumped in when I was talking, XV. Why are you doing that?
Brian's back.
That was very unprofessional of you. This is a professional podcast.
No, it's not.
No, it's really not. I'm Brian Kilby, and with me I have everyone but Amy. I have a beardless XV back there. Rob Springer, John DeLuna, JD Church, and Weebum.
Ayo.
Hey, guys.
Yo.
Yeah, yo.
Joe.
It's kind of unfortunate. The only one we can't see is John now.
And John's the, well,
the best looking, really.
Well, Weebum's good, too. You know.
What?
You guys are like our two, the heartthrobs of RFC.
You guys got some looks going on.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And John's like cool Mac Daddy all the time. Yeah. I mean, listen to that voice. Everyone listening, if you haven't seen him, listen to that voice. In person, it's even more suave.
Yes. I melt every time I'm in John DeLuna's presence.
He's married, so sorry, ladies.
He's married, yeah.
I probably say that a little quiet.
Yeah, John and his wife are a very attractive couple.
Well.
They could be in magazines.
Still no to that proposition, sir.
There should be people rolling carpets in front of them.
I will break through John DeLuna sometime, and...
Posse.
Yes. You will, yes. Okay. So,
I mean, what you need to do is just buy... What you need to do is buy John a little netbook running Windows so he can do Skype with us, the video.
Yeah, because even a crappy computer could do
the video. And look, he'll be actually thinking about it.
No, actually what I could do is I can get a Windows 7 family pack and send him a copy of that, which he can dual boot on his Mac.
Yeah.
Ooh, wow.
Yes.
We are a techie bunch.
Yes.
Yeah. But then we'd have to get him a driver.
Yeah. I'm just going to write a letter to Steve Jobs.
Windows 7 has excellent driver support. I mean, it is
quite impressive.
It is quite impressive. Okay.
Write a letter to Steve Jobs. Like, he, like, listens
like he
to
cares what
people
you think.
Say.
Well, I mean, one of, like, the 10 interns they have replying to his tweets and emails will get back to me.
Yes.
He'll just say, you're dumb.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Basically.
No, John you are a business partner. Yeah, you use a Mac at work, I'm assuming, don't you?
Yeah.
Business partner.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, awesome.
Right.
See? Okay. So
I got a Mac and a PC in my cube. So there. Look at that.
Fantastic. I have a PC, a thin client terminal running Linux, and an ancient computer without a hard drive that doesn't do anything. It's pretty sweet. Yeah.
Now, is the Mac a by choice thing, or did they actually issue both to you when you go to work?
They issued both. Because I need both.
Yeah, you need you marketing kind of dude. Yeah. Okay.
Just a real quick aside. Also, people who describe their cubes as offices, I don't know what that says.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's stretching or reaching or what, but
that's everybody.
Oh, it's a reacher.
Work in a cube. Work in a cube.
Yeah.
Office.
When I left my current company, you know, I had an office and I really preferred the cube. That's why I went back.
Mm. There you go.
Oh, yeah? Is that what happened?
Yeah, it's part of it.
I like offices. You get privacy.
I didn't like having an office.
It's cool until you didn't hear something, and then you're just like,
damn. It's like, I'm not worth an office. I don't like this. I feel uncomfortable and threatened. Yes.
Well, I shared an
office. You're getting lonely.
I still had.
No, I had my own office, and it was weird. Okay, so let's get into the news, because this is not the video game podcast or the office podcast or the computer podcast. This is the Transformers podcast.
Oh, okay.
No.
Not about the TV show.
No. Okay.
Because that sucks.
So Transformers Prime is going to be out in December, at least on demand. Interesting.
Yes.
There is an unsubstantiated rumor right now also that it may premiere on the regular Hub channel on November 29th.
Ooh.
This seems kind of sloppy, this rollout. I'm going to be honest with you.
It's going to be a long December.
Yeah.
Wait, on a Monday? That's kind of dumb.
Well, you got a whole week worth of programming to follow.
Yeah. You got to start the week somewhere.
Yeah.
Why would you do the whole week, though?
Why wouldn't
Show
you?
Episode 2 and episode 3.
What is this, Tiny Toons? I mean,
oh, sweet.
Yeah, so. No, totally. Monday works for me.
Tunes.
Yeah, Monday works.
I just don't know. I mean, maybe Monday night or something then, because
if it's on Monday, though, I hope it's not up against House.
Yeah, if it was on Monday night, though, that would put it in, like, regular Discovery Channel prime time, wouldn't it?
You're right. Maybe it would.
Yeah,
just,
I think so.
I just find it, maybe I'm just used to it being, you know, one episode a week instead of five episodes.
Nah, five episodes, way to go. Way to go.
Yeah. You know, really, I hope it doesn't conflict with Raw, guys, because
gotta see
what John Cena's up to this week. I quit
watching wrestling years ago, and I have never looked back.
It's about the same if you turn it on. You'll be able to catch up.
Yeah.
Same for you guys.
It is a soap opera.
Well, now that I've gotten older, I don't know that I have the brain capacity to follow it anymore, so.
Yeah, you do.
I don't know.
You've got too much brain capacity.
Yeah, I was going to say.
You just can't buy into it.
I was dumb enough in college to follow it. It's dumber now. You're just literally like,
huh. I used to write for a wrestling website, and you know, I used to do like the hotlines and crap. I don't know why I wasted my time with that.
Well, we all waste our time with stupid stuff now and then.
Yeah. Speaking of Battle in Space comic details. It adds on to the 1986 movie. That's pretty sweet. XV was the first one to find it on AllSpark, anyway. What did you say was coming out of Hot Rod's gun?
Somebody said it looked like Bloody Discharge.
Yes.
Bloody Discharge. You know what? It probably is.
Yeah. Which will be a store exclusive.
See, what I'm thinking, since the missile is painted, the artist just kind of misinterpreted the red part of it.
So, for details, this is a comic book that's being packed in with what? Hot Rod and Cyclonus?
Yeah, the Battle in Space 2-pack.
Yeah, so we don't get Galvatron. Who cares? We get Cyclonus and Rodimus.
I don't know, guys.
And
Galvatron's a crap toy, and then they just put the Hot Rod.
In this one, you get a chromed G1 Matrix of Leadership and a comic book by Simon Furman.
The coolest thing I saw on Twitter this week was General Techno. He has the G1 Unicron that was just released, plus Cyclonus and a couple of the Henke Cycloniuses. So it's like Cyclonus and his armada. And it's just so awesome looking.
Now, this the pack-in, the Matrix of Leadership, is that the same mold as the, like, the 2000 one, the one that came with the...
It looked like it to me.
The Year's Convoy Matrix.
Okay.
Yep.
Which means that either toy will be able to actually do anything with it.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, though... It's
put it on a necklace.
Bad trade-off. I mean, the Matrix part is cool, but it's like 2008 Universe Galvatron, an IDW comic.
Okay, here's the thing, though, Rob. Some people who have gotten the Challenge at Cybertron version with that Galvatron report that the plastic tolerances are even worse than the original release.
And coupling
that with the colors not being all that great, like the basically unpainted tank mode, even the useless Matrix accessory is probably a little bit better.
I've already got some insight and spoilers onto the comic of how, because you know it adds on to the 1986 movie.
You tell.
It's 32 pages of this. Cyclonus flies around. Hot Rod sits in a spaceship and not so subtly wonders why he accidentally killed Optimus Prime. Oh, and Cops there. There we go.
Awesome. Wow.
And then Drift saves the day. Unicron goes, "You are so awesome." And he goes,
"This would be great if the comic book retcons Drift into movie."
That would be so great.
That would be excellent. And not beyond IDW.
No, not beyond IDW.
We need to do that for the parody if we ever continue it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yes. Ooh, part five. We need insert Drift.
Oh, yes.
Turin needs to start on that script. I need to email him. Follow up on it.
We need to follow up with Stan Wish about that, too.
Yeah, we'll keep that under... We'll keep that in our hats.
I'm pretty sure if Drift ever met Primus, it would be like a really good comic because Primus would be like, "Dude, you're awesome." He'd be like, "Yeah, I know." Yeah. And then like five issues later, "Yeah, I know. Yeah, you're awesome. I know." And you can't tell anyone apart, which is the funny part.
So
Prime is winky.
So there's been a lawsuit filed against Transformers 3 production team due to
it's
brain
not that funny Rob
due
it's not
to,
that funny
due to brain damage. Like, yeah. Honest to God, legitimate brain damage, but there's yeah, just there's so much room for jokes there.
Last month is still hospitalized with permanent brain damage.
Just imagine how much brain damage there'll be after the movie's released.
It's horrible for the young lady involved, but at the same time, you're like, okay, Transformers 3 caused brain damage already.
Yeah.
How good is this movie going to be?
Yeah.
Uncle Phil, like, Silverbolt's throwing skids out the door of the mansion. God. Dark side of the moon.
But yes. In reality, though, is this really going to hold up the film, or no. Is this
no?
This thing won't go to court for years.
Yeah,
it'll get written off. It's it'll go to court in probably like few years from now. Paramount's already got, because she's not suing Michael Bay. The parent family's suing like the production company.
Yeah, like, for I'm sure they're insured for this kind of stuff.
Or insurance.
They have to be.
That's on insurance alone.
Yeah. So Rob just tipped his hand at another piece of news. So what's up with the name?
It is an amazing bit of Michael Bay.
What is the name for the next movie?
Michael
the Dark
Bay.
Side. I mean,
the Dark of the Moon.
Michael Bay. Literally.
I think Michael Bay watched the RFC when Rob does a few weeks ago, and just was struck with this inspiration.
Oh my god!
No.
When this movie comes out on DVD, I'm gonna totally see if it syncs up with Wizard of Oz. Like, dude, guys, Skids and Mudflap were annoying. Right at the same time, the lion was annoying.
But I wonder what they mean by the name the Dark of the Moon. That doesn't. I mean, I don't get
Dark
that.
Of the Moon. Oh wait, that's
some people suggested Unicron.
That's what I.
Well, considering that's... Unicron would be all in post, it's entirely possible.
Well, yeah, I guess so.
What?
Either that or they turn
suit.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, awesome. You see the zipper in the back.
That's all I want.
Krong would be so great.
Well, as long as they don't turn him into a big cloud, I think it'll be all
right.
He's going to be skinny. Watch it.
Yeah, he's going to be that black cloud from Lost.
No, he's going to be.
I thought you were talking about the one from Fantastic Four.
Yeah, I was thinking of Fantastic Four.
I was saying that, but then somebody made that sound, so it sounded like.
No, somewhere Marvel Universe Galactus is crying. No.
Yeah.
Marvel Universe Galactus should have been a boy of the cloud.
I was so great with my hat and my boots.
And the big G on my belt buckle.
It took me exactly 5 minutes to realize. They're going to tie this into the moon landing, seeing how the whole Michael Bay, that one sentence plot for the past two movies has left you to believe. So it's going to have to be something like that. But at the same time, I'm like, oh, please let Delta Burke walk on set and be like, I'm going to plan it.
So my question is, seriously though, how is this going to rape my childhood?
Because the title is really bad.
Really?
It's going to be a new and exciting way.
Well, I mean, the title isn't any worse than Revenge of the Fallen.
Revenge of the Fallen was not that bad of a title, though.
And it's horrible.
Revenge of the Fallen would have been better if we watched it and we knew... And the
Fallen had some revenge at all.
Yeah, if the Fallen had any revenge at all, if there was any context in the movie for who the Fallen was. Outside
he had revenge for like a good 2 minutes.
Yeah.
And then who are
he had revenge, and then he ripped his face. And then he got his face.
Yeah.
And it wasn't really revenge so much as he was just like trying to go about it.
Yeah.
It was the rise of Fallen.
He's pretty much just your angry grandpa that sits on the porch and complains about all the cars that drive by at night. And that was the Fallen.
Voiced by Tony Todd.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which.
Who is not in the movie anymore, apparently.
Good.
Well,
the third one.
Good riddance.
Oh, I died.
I guess the ultimate thing, though, is that we all have to realize is that the title is going to be incredibly literal.
So yeah.
Something on the dark side of the moon is going to, like, happen, and possibly like the title of
there
the
isn't
movie,
a dark side of the moon
at that moment, you know. Yeah. Like other side of the moon.
Yeah, it's the far side of the moon,
far
and
side.
It's half the time it's lit.
Yeah,
I am
right.
But not this time.
Not this time. It's dark.
I look forward to the merchandising and subtitle lines and everything and telling people which toy I'm looking for and the marketing that's going to come along with it. No, I'm looking for the Bumblebee from Transformers, Dark Side of the Moon, Hunt for Decepticons, Reveal the Autobots, Nest Edition.
I'm calling shenanigans.
I don't know. You don't think it's legit?
I don't think it's legit. I mean, it's
on yo.
I'm calling shenanigans. I think we'll see.
On the name?
On the Dark of the Moon? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay. I wasn't sure if you were calling shenanigans on Rob's
No. Rob is always right, but I'm calling shenanigans on the name.
It could possibly be a bad solicitation from HarperCollins. I mean, they Amazon put out a product pages on their website listing three books that were children's books and had that name on it.
Did you say Trojans books?
That's
yes.
What it sounded Trojans. Like.
So if it's not Dark of the Moon, what is it? Dark of the Bay?
That would be better.
That would be awesome. Okay. So
what is going on at that studio?
No, I've got to figure out. It just occurred to me what this is actually going to be. It's going to be, instead of the Fallen, the villain for the movie is going to be Moon from Beast Wars.
Awesome!
Oh, yes.
That would be fantastic.
Oh, man.
And he is going to be totally voiced by Tom Kenny, and everyone's going to be offended.
Stampy has to show up, too.
Yes.
SpongeBob pissed off an entire nation.
That would be awesome.
Stampy.
Let's get our heads around that, and then figure... Moon?
Hey, y'all, I'm up in space.
And there's going to be moon people. Hey, dude.
You need to get out of space. It's not good here. It's bad.
It's not good.
Okay, so one of the big things that's been the talk this week was the Transformers Collectors Club video, which is a parody of the Old Spice guy, which it was good.
Pretty funny.
Can I say something, though? Is it just me, or is that meme about, like, 3 weeks old?
It's old, but you know what? It's
old, but it's funny because it's Transformers.
Yeah, you know, Turin did that like a couple months ago, but that's recording something. That's jotting something down, recording it, and emailing it to me. There's like almost an instant turnaround. They actually had to render the video for this, so it's not like...
Yeah.
So,
and
I mean,
it's not like it's good CGI, too.
Yeah, for Collector's Club, it's fantastic. Yeah.
I mean, they put effort into it, is the point.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, their usual club videos are just kind of... I mean, remember the one with Top Spin? Join the club. And then right at BotCon, they had that pretty funny video with Starscream and the little kitty boy hat. And I want to collect the toys. And that was kind of funny. And here this one. So maybe they're getting some better. I mean, what's next? A Chuck Norris joke? But still, they're trying a little bit better than It's One Sexy Ride.
Well, so would the Chuck Norris joke be adapted to, like, Drift?
Oh, God, XV. You're absolutely right. It would be.
Everything is connected to Drift. That's just how
yep.
it's good. That's just how
yep.
it is.
I wish they'd do
Drift,
the other Old Spice guy.
Universe Kevin Bacon.
They should do Transformers with Tim and Eric's Old Spice commercial versus the guy screaming and stuff's exploding. Oh, he's home Old Spice. That would be awesome. It could be Michael Bay and Shockwave. I just wrote the third movie.
Yes, I think you did.
Yeah, I think that's pretty much it. Right there.
I would like that on Blu-ray, actually.
It would be the best 3 seconds ever. Let's see here. Something about Decepticon SUVs.
There are several Decepticon government SUVs with government plates and affixed with lights and the Chevy Suburbans, and they're, according to collecticon.org, they were referenced as the Dreads on set. I don't even know what that means.
It's very script name-ish thing.
And it could possibly mean nothing.
Probably placeholders.
Yeah, but
or not.
All I could think about were those twins from The Matrix.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
I try not to think about The Matrix, though.
Yeah.
It's not hard to think about The Matrix. It's like, that was bad.
It wasn't bad. It's just, it hasn't aged well.
No. You know,
only thing they needed to do to make the whole thing work out is at the end of three, right as Keanu Reeves is all, whoa, I can't see, the phone booth lands, and Rufus comes up, and there's like, Bill, we gotta go. Oh, dude, all right. And they just, and they're like, it was another adventure, and that would have been good.
That would have been great.
Yeah, and they're like, you know what? That robot baby thing was kind of cool now.
Didn't work out that way.
Didn't work out the right way. I should
probably they're coming out with a third one of those, though.
And they better, or I'm going to blow up the whole planet. I know good cinema. I haven't seen Iron Man 1 or 2 yet, but Bill and Ted, I'm there.
You're not behind it all.
No, no. So we have something in the notes about Reveal the Shield. Didn't we mention that last week, or is that something that popped up like right after the show?
I forget.
Yes.
Did.
Trailbreaker. Were you on last week, were you?
I was last week, not 2 weeks ago, though.
Okay. So, yeah, Trailbreaker looks great, and he's going to be Trail Cutter. And, ooh, Prowl is new.
Prowl looks good,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, Prowl's new.
Yeah.
Yeah, he looks nice.
Yeah,
those G1 Legends, man, they're just freaking amazing looking.
Those Legends are too good looking to be Legends. It's
they
almost,
look great.
Yeah. It's like, these are going to cost, like, more, aren't they? They look too good for that price bracket. And then we'll hold my hand.
They're going to be in those regular Reveal the Shield yellow packaging, the same ones that the Hunt for the Decepticons was on. So we're in. So there's just going to be a new subline where you rub stuff and things come out.
Well,
and,
it looks like RubSign, basically. It's going back to RubSign, isn't it?
Yeah, they're pretty much bringing it back. And
what I'm wondering about...
Yes.
Are the rub signs going to scale well with legend-sized toys, though?
If you see the pictures, it pretty much like dominates their chest.
Yeah, it like is their chest.
Yeah,
yeah.
I'm thinking that through.
Look to your left.
Optimus has got it on his arm.
But you know, but the Minibots had the rub symbols too, and it worked with them. So, what's the big deal? Fine.
Actually, the Megatron one—they kind of integrated it quite well, in my opinion. It's like right smack dab where his two boobs meet.
I want like a Legends toy to have like the rub symbol as the face, and it would be kind of like the Visionaries, but instead of the hologram, it would be like the little. That would be cool.
That would be kind of cool, but then you'd see his face for only like 2 seconds. You're like, yay! Aww.
We mentioned Visionaries on this show.
I love Visionaries.
Yeah.
The show is growing upscale, my friends.
Yes.
I'm telling you.
Visionaries are awesome.
Yeah, Visionaries are awesome.
They got big old signs with holograms. Let's fight evil.
Yes.
It's got a unicorn on it.
That is all the story you needed in the 80s.
Hey, but that cartoon was pretty hardcore. Crap, crap, crap. My sword's not killing this guy. Maybe this hologram will.
And let's see here. I guess the last bit of news. Axer and Lux Rescue Ratchet found in Las Vegas. Yay.
That's great.
Yay.
Still broke. Great for Vegas.
Okay, so I guess let's go ahead and see what's going on this week in history. JD?
Yeah. So this day, well, not this day, but the 5th, which was yesterday, 1999, saw the release of Transformers the Movie by Rhino on VHS, because we still did that back then.
I still have that.
I think it's gone. I think all my VHSs are gone now.
I still have the Malifilm version. I never got the Rhino version of the VHS.
Rhino version's not bad, because it's all sorts of edited together to make it work. So you got the text roll at the end and the narration at the beginning, and you still put Spike yells shit still. And people are like, what? I told you he said it.
Does Optimus Prime fade away?
Yeah, does he turn into dust? And no?
Okay. No, he just kind of dies.
I think I mentioned this, but like back in 97, 98, when I ordered the Malifilm version, I was so excited about getting it that I actually memorized the UPS tracking number.
Wow.
That's how OCD I was and excited I was to get that tape.
I didn't know it was being re-released on video at the time.
You didn't? Yeah, I guess you weren't part of the internet fandom at that point.
No, I was. I just didn't use Usenet too much at the time. So, like, the stuff I did use never really mentioned it, so I wasn't too aware. And I walked into Blockbuster, and I didn't know what I wanted to watch. I'd walked from horror to kids to sci-fi. And I was like, and the guy was like, can I help you find anything? And I was like, man, I wish you guys had Transformers the movie. We do. Hmm? Like, I got $20 to last till payday. I'm buying this movie.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
Let's see. I remember.
I've got a bootleg copy of the FAG version.
Yeah, that's what I have. I had prior to that.
In hindsight, those old Excite and Yahoo groups didn't do crap for news.
No, they didn't. They were useless.
You know, like, Beast Machines is coming out. I've been telling you guys this. No one listens.
I remember how excited I was to get the Transformers movie soundtrack. I wish I'd had it on vinyl, but the CD sufficed.
I lost my CD, but mine's still signed by Vince DiCola, which makes it even suck worse, because, like, I got an autograph, but I lost the CD. I don't know what happened to it.
Well. And what else, JD?
December, October the 3rd, 2008, saw the Fun Publications Club exclusive C-Cons.
Oh, my God. I wanted those so bad. I've joined the fan club just to get that, and I didn't.
Yeah.
Good job, Kilby.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Okay, so let's go ahead and take a break. We'll go join XV. Hey, XV. And hi. Chris McFeely, who will tell us about this week's Wiki Spotlight.
You're listening to Radio Free Cybertron. Give me your face.
All right, it's time again for the TF Wiki Spotlight, brought to us by the amazing, the incredible, the sophisticated Chris McFeely.
The L. Chris McFeely. You'll notice a slight hoarseness in the voice this week, folks. But that doesn't stop me. Nothing stops me. Because this week's article is an entirely selfish choice. The spotlight for this week is Energon. Energon the fuel, that is. That's Energon brackets fuel, to give it its full disambiguation.
So it's not Energon the cartoon, then.
Never the cartoon!
No, actually, I think Rob Powers, among a few others, spent quite an exhaustive amount of time covering the Energon cartoon.
I salute Rob to an extent that is not explainable through the use of word alone.
We all salute Rob Powers to an extent that you can't really explain with words.
Certainly for the Energon cartoon, if nothing else. Although I did have to actually look at the Energon cartoon a little bit for this.
I'm so sorry.
Yes. Well, basically, the Energon article I have been bugged by for a little while because it didn't seem to come... Well, basically, because a while back we split out the magic Energon of Energon, the cartoon, mm-hmm. and the more standard Energon that we're familiar with from all the way back in G1. But neither article has really evolved or grown much since then. And it started to sit less and less right with me after things like the live-action movie universe and the Collector's Club comics and even most recently the Exodus novel have all started to blur the line between magic Energon and normal Energon that you fuel up on. And I decided it was time to get these articles merged back together and done up in full. And it was basically about 2 weeks of work. But the Energon article is now as complete as it could imaginably be.
So
everything from artificial Energon of Generation 1 through to the natural stuff that is the base substance of a Transformer spark.
So in this effort, how many different types of Energon have you uncovered and detailed in this article?
A little too many to list off. I decided, rather than attempt to... talk about every single type of Energon in detail on this article, the best approach to take was to treat this as a sort of hub article with links to every other kind of Energon article, and I decided to separate out the links further into see further for further information, see links, which are at the head of every continuity on this page to show you about the to link you off to the separate articles for the special kinds of Energon and Energon related devices that you'll find in those continuities. Of course, we all know what an Energon cube is, and we're well acquainted with an Energon goodie. And you may even have heard of Energon crystals, Energon radiation, or even Energon Z if you're familiar with the Japanese stuff. But do you know what an Energon volant accumulator is, or what an Energon tomato is?
Or an Energon I'm sorry, tomato? Did you say Energon tomato?
Yes, I believe I did.
Or even
a rarefied Energon, or where you might find an Energon rod. Well, you'll find all the answers in this article. I even busted out my camera and had to take a picture or two to make it fully illustrated, which is not something I were just to doing very often because I don't have any kind of like photographic setting that the other people who take photos for the wiki do. But it was the one picture I needed to finish the toy section off. Because there has been a listing here of all the toys that have come with Energon chips and Energon matrixes and Energon weapons. And that includes Optimus Prime's Energon axe and Megatron's Energon mace and movie Optimus Prime's Energon swords. It just doesn't stop. I didn't quite realize what I was doing when I started it. And it occurred to me, good Lord, there have been a lot more things that have involved Energon than I realized.
No kidding.
The word
I'm surprised by the sheer length of this article.
You and me both. It's to lose meaning after a while, the word Energon. And I had to look at the Energon cartoon to accomplish it. So that was an automatic pain. But it's complete now, and it's complete everything that I could possibly think of. And I had contributions from everyone when it was just a Sandbox article. Everybody chipped in, wrote up some other sections and some other ideas and areas and things that I'd missed. And it is released into the wild this morning.
And obviously it has destroyed your health.
A little bit, because I don't know where this cold came from otherwise. This week's Wiki Spotlight, for purely selfish reasons, is Energon. And I'm going to go off and die quietly in a pile of my own phlegm.
We appreciate your dedication and effort, Chris McFeely. Thanks very much.
Radio Free Cybertron will return after these messages.
And more Autobots join Optimus Prime. Cup.
Reminds me of the battle on Beta 4.
Hot Rod.
Watch my smoke.
Blur.
They see me. Now you don't.
And these are the new Decepticons, the evil Cyclonus.
I'm spoiling for a fight.
And Scourge.
No one escapes the sweep.
But soon a new Autobot leader will arrive. Introducing Rodimus Prime. No one can take on the Decepticons like Rodimus Prime.
Transformers.
The Transformers, each sold separately from Hasbro.
And now, another RTM1 dub moment.
So, you're not hurt at all.
I think it's strange as well. I was in pain and I was bleeding too, but now I don't have a scratch on me.
That's good, I'm glad you're okay. Tell me, what's your name?
Optimus Prime. I'm Japanese.
Radio Free Cybertron, the original Transformers internet radio show since 1999. Jeez, when are these guys ever going to move out of their parents' basements?
In a cold, faraway world.
This is Stan Bush, and you're listening to Radio Free Cybertron. Fighting the war for Cybertron. Till all are one.
We now return to Radio Free Cybertron.
So we are back, and we are joined by Lady Rack Amy. Hey, how's it going?
Going good, thank you.
You sound great.
I'm in a really good mood.
That's awesome. Did they cancel Drift or something?
No, actually.
She would be not in a very good mood at all.
I would not be in a very good mood if they canceled Drift. Because, hey, that's the reason why I am in a good mood.
IDW would actually never cancel Drift.
Yeah.
No. There's one more issue after this. But no, honestly, I've been waiting all day to get my comic. And this is the one day that my comic supplier was late to get there. So I was like sitting in the Safeway parking lot waiting for my comic to show up. And he forgot. And I was like, ah! Anyhow, yes. And I, of course, the second I got it, I opened it up and read it immediately.
Good.
Do you trade comics like drug dealers? What?
I was going to say, Amy.
It probably does sound like that. Okay, here's the deal. The guy, he was the first, this was the first like comic shop that I ever walked into. And get this, the first day I went in there, he says that they're closing in a month. So I was like, oh. But he said they have all their stuff online, and that if I was interested in, you know, because I asked some questions about subscriptions and stuff like that, he said if I was interested that he was going to continue his stuff virtually, and that he would just drop comics off and stuff like that. And yeah, he said he's already arranged with several of his clients, just drop off times where, you know, he can drop off comics and stuff like that. So I've stayed with the guy because he gives us a really good deal.
Yeah,
so.
I used to get my comics delivered to my desk.
You sure it's not a drug deal?
Well, it almost kind of seems like it is, because when I'm sitting in the car waiting, and I've, you know, yeah, anyhow, it's fun.
You're like sitting there like, where is
getting the story.
Anyhow.
That's
great. Yeah, it's almost as if it's my own, my little brand of heroin, I guess.
Okay. I'd buy that for a dollar. Okay, so I almost missed it. It's sneaking up on us. Our 11th anniversary, because we only just had our 10th anniversary. Our 11th anniversary.
And we completely missed our 1 year anniversary of coming back.
No, we didn't. We mentioned it.
I don't remember.
You. This is the second time you've mentioned it too since we did it. But XV, I'm trying to make a point. Okay, so
we needed to give it flowers.
Yeah, so the 11th anniversary of RFC is coming up October 15th. So we are going to have a contest to celebrate. It's pretty simple. Let me tell you what you can win. Dark Mount. John has secured us a Dark Mount and another prize, which we'll tell you about shortly.
Yay.
Dark Mount, and we'll be giving that away to our Facebook fan members, I guess, if you're a member of our Facebook fan community, which is at facebook.com/TF Radio. You're eligible. So, way to go. So, just hang tight. We'll see. And if you're not, it's easy to join. Just go to facebook.com/TF Radio and join. It's where we do most of our interactive stuff. We don't have a message board. We sometimes leverage the one at T-Formers. I use T-Formers message board. It's pretty awesome. But we do most of our interaction there at Facebook. So facebook.com/TF Radio. We will be giving it away on the episode, which will be on the 20th. Our 11th anniversary is on the 15th. Also,
Chainsaw not included.
Yeah, Chainsaw not included. The 20th, we'll be giving away War for Cybertron Megatron. And he is very easy to win. Send us some crazy voicemail at our voicemail, which is 931-99-GOBOT. 931-99-GOBOT. We'll be playing them on the air. And the one that we deem to be the best or funniest or craziest or weirdest will win.
Wait. So is the craziest, does it have to be?
It doesn't have to be. It doesn't have to be like, you know, my cat was talking to me this morning and he told me to kill everyone, but I didn't do it. I said, get thee behind me, cat.
Like,
I was in a tub decided to bring
something,
a wine pump.
Yeah, something that wouldn't make us want to call the police. Something funny.
Yeah.
Or that we legally have to call the police.
Yes.
Right. Nothing that we would be obligated to contact the authorities.
Yes, we should not be obligated to contact the authorities.
Or feel that we need to in any kind of way.
Yeah, so call us at 931-99-GOBOT. leave us your name and your contact information, preferably, I guess, your email address when doing so, and your message. And we'll put it on the air, and the best one, you know, is judged by us, will win or for Cybertron Megatron. And you have until the 20th to do that. 931-99-GOBOT. If you're outside of the United States, it is +1, I guess, 931-99-GOBOT. So there you go.
Local and international long distance charges may apply.
Definitely.
So it's our birthday, but we're giving stuff away.
I know, isn't it weird?
I'm telling you.
We're about the fans. We love the fans, yes.
Well, we're like that really unpopular kid in school who gives away cool stuff to try to make friends.
That was
it doesn't work, but we do it anyway.
Yeah.
That was
you can have my Aura Gel.
I was more going to say that RFC is just the gift that keeps on giving.
It's true.
Oh, there you go. Or that. I like that, too.
Yeah, I like Weevum's version a lot better than mine.
That is true. So, 931-99-GOBOT.
Despite the fact that XV's version is actually true, I think.
So, yeah.
We all be our friends. Here's a GOBOT.
Here's the knockoff Cliff Jumper keychain for being my friend. I've been playing with this all show. I can't help it. I found it just laying in the floor. Just the crazy crap you find when you collect toys.
If you'll be our just friend, I'll give you floor. My half-used thing of Germex.
I drank some Germex at work once. It wasn't
It's
funny.
Not a good idea.
Yeah, I did it. Okay, so... just get those entries in. Join us on Facebook. Facebook.com/TFRadio or send us a voicemail 931-99-GOBOT. Two contests. Two chances to win. I actually may throw in something else. I'm thinking about throwing in some RFC stuff.
Okay, so here's a question. Though. Since the anniversary on the 15th falls on a Friday,
mm-hmm.
are we going to count the 13th or the 20th as the anniversary show?
20th. We'll do the 20th. That gives us an extra week.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah, 20th. So, okay. And which topic did we decide we're going to go with this week?
Bathing.
Somebody just said yes, and then kind of...
Yeah, I don't think we really decided.
Well, I think we voted down the Old Spice topic.
So, okay. So, G2 toys were awesome then. Are they awesome now?
Yes.
Really?
I don't remember. I don't know G2 toys.
Well, yeah, okay, let's look at it this way. If for no other standard, Laser Optimus Prime was the best Optimus Prime toy until, 2002, 2003?
Until
something
still.
Like that.
Until still, yeah.
I don't know that top 10 list that we didn't talk about said that.
I didn't want to talk about that. That's not news. Someone else's top 10 list is not news.
I will tell you how to properly like these toys.
Yeah, I just saw that. I'm like, no, I'm not going to talk about that. That's.
But no, I figure the Laser Prime mold was the best until the Little Armada Prime came out.
Deluxe Armada Prime is great, but it's not Laser Prime.
Yeah. Well, I think Laser Prime...
It doesn't have lasers, but it's a really good toy.
It is.
Maybe Classics might step to it a little, because I really do like that one.
I don't think so.
Mm. Classics isn't that great.
No, but I did like that Prime mold for some reason.
You know,
really, I thought it was cool for like 5 seconds, and I was like, meh.
Yeah.
It's a really good thing to put inside City Commander armor.
Yes.
It's a good thing to put inside your... Never mind.
Oh.
Ooh. Sorry.
Whoa.
Hey.
It's not superhero time. I keep thinking it's superhero time. Yes. So there are lots of toys that were great then that I don't know that are great now. Early on, let's look at Megatron. Not really the best toy.
Hmm.
No, he doesn't age well at all.
He hasn't.
No.
He did not age well when he first came out.
Takara thought he was
G1 Megatron.
Takara thought he was good enough to go into Beast Wars 2.
But Takara picked up every G2 mold they could pretty much to put into Beast Wars 2nd.
Yeah, they don't have high standards.
No, Takara.
Yeah, Takara's a good looking dude too. I mean, Takara can do better than they do. They'll jump on anything. It kind of sucks.
That's right.
Yeah.
Have mold, will redo 20 times.
Yeah.
Yes. Preferably in black.
Number 19. Was that it got out the two unreleased auto rollers from G2.
You think so?
Well, at least the molds came out, right?
Yeah.
And Moon.
Yeah, well, I mean, we you know, speaking of like G2, the GoBots molds came out finally for Robots in Disguise.
Yep.
Yeah.
So
that was good.
And over and over.
I'm assuming at some point soon we'll get them again. But
life cycle
holds out.
Yeah,
that's why we got mini-con. See, we have mini-cons to replace those now.
Yeah, but I'm assuming ignoring all of the G1 repaints. There were some good toys. I mean, really good toys in G2. I mean, like the laser rods. The cyber jets do not hold up.
Yes, they do.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
No.
They do.
I love them. I have a soft spot in my heart for all of the Cyberjets, but their missiles are flimsy. They don't really...
But the Kari reused them all over the place in Robot Masters. That must mean they're awesome.
The Machine Wars jets are better.
Yeah. They're
sturdier. They look better.
Which were unused G2 molds.
Yes, they were.
There you go. But they're not cyber jets.
It's also not fair that, like, in the last, I don't know, 2 years, that roughly that size of toy, we get such, like, awesome stuff out of that kind of smaller size of toy.
Yeah, that's true.
Right. Yeah, but at the same time, when it came to the original mold G2 stuff, you could, like, move an arm without it breaking off or flying across the room. You could just put it back on. And you could move the legs.
Yeah.
That was a first.
Ooh, Breaker in the chat room is really upset that I don't think the cyber jets hold up. I love the cyber jets. I love them all. Like, Strafe is fantastic. They're all great, but there's so much great stuff that's come out since then. They just don't hold up.
Breaker's an angry little muppet.
Yeah, seriously, Breaker. Just look at Sunspot. What is it called? The creamsicle or something. Just look at that. That looks much better than the cyber jets.
You know, I admit my G2 vision is very slanted. Yeah, just the fact that
I like it. You don't.
But you first repaints. Let's look at a modern repaint. Great. Can we get a construction vehicle that isn't painted green at some point? Or, hey, they repainted the construction vehicles into colors that aren't green.
We had other construction vehicles in G1 that weren't green, though.
Yeah, like puke orange.
Yeah. Hey, if they repaint it and it hurts your eyes to look at it...
You've done
it's
wrong.
It's
good G2 stuff. I mean, look at Turbo Fire. That's a great little mold. That's a very G1-y mold, but a very great little mold. But, you know, try to pick out those little details. Your eyes start twitching after a minute.
See, I had skipped all of the G2 stuff, and looking back, even when I look at it now, I mean, and just because I don't have the same reference for it, I just don't get the coloring, I just don't get it. I guess it's not for me.
As for the point of discussion, are we counting like the Turbo Masters and such as G2?
We didn't know about them until Beast Wars.
Because I freaking love like Rotor Storm and Stalker, and of course Skyquake, and I would love them till the day I die.
Yeah, you know, all those European guys were totally wonderful, but Rotor Force, dude, come on.
Yeah,
Rotor Force is still awesome.
I don't own a single piece.
Rotor Force was when the child safety law still allowed the spring to be slightly insane, so he could like push the button and it's like. And anyone in its way was in trouble. Like, it's in my hair. And he killed someone with a new mana ray much quicker than you could with a Megatron by robbing a bank with it.
Yeah, that was a period when I was buying the heck out of some G.I. Joe at that point, but I skipped out on all the Transformers, and I really wish I had. I would love to have some of the Rotor Force toys, or I would have loved to have been in Europe and got some of the like Turbo Masters and things like originally, but had to get it all like at a high markup. Actually, I did get a complete Rotor Storm from Australia when the Australian dollar was weak and the American dollar was strong for like $6, like $12 shipped.
Wow!
Yeah, that Thunderclash I got back there I think was shipped mint sealed box for $40.
You could probably still get a Thunderclash with a trade of a drift.
Yeah.
Like, trade him issue one Adrift. I don't know, man. I don't really. You want this Thunderclash?
I love Thunderclash.
I do too. It's a good mold, too.
It is a good mold.
It's breaky, but I don't care about that. But
yeah, I mean, he doesn't like bending his arms more than, you know, one way. But
yeah, but you know, it's pure toy. I mean, some toys are, hey, how many ways can I roll this guy up into a ball with all these joints? How many can a kid have a good time with? And Thunderclash, you know.
Yeah. Earlier, Rob, you mentioned the repaints of the Constructicons, and you know the Constructicons are what they are. I mean, we still get them as knockoffs today, but. I guess it's sort of questionable whether or not the Dinobots themselves are good toys, but the repaints are very memorable, especially like the teal Grimlock.
Yeah, Grimlock I think looks better in the blue than he did silver and gold.
Yeah, blue Grimlock is really pretty.
He is really pretty. I think all of the ones that came in green and red in every version of them, and they look nice, especially in green. The red doesn't quite work out, but...
Not to mention Big Grim.
Yeah.
Awesome tattoos. You know, thinking about, yeah, they were really bright, but you know what? It was at least inventive. I mean, really, a purple and teal semi-truck. There's only two places in the world you're going to see that. One's in the 90s.
Yeah, what's the 1990s?
If we're saying, did they age well, that's what I'm saying. It's like, they are so stuck in the 90s that it's like you can't really separate them from that time period.
No, you can't. All of the Hasbro stuff look like that.
Well, you know, that's you could really say something about that. It's like G1, or let's just say Transformers, because no one said G1 until then.
Until G2.
Yeah, well, until a little bit after G2. It's like that looked like the 80s. Early G1 look like the early 90s. You know, they're very products of their time, and they still look like it. Now, Beast Wars is very post-Jurassic Park.
No. I guess, actually, you bring up an interesting point. G1 looks very 80s because the Transformers helped define the 80s, at least as far as toys and such go. G2 looks like the 90s because of the color.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because they tried to look like the 90s.
Yeah.
Well,
and because they loaded them up with G.I. Joe guns.
That's true, too.
Yeah, the big giant honking pump guns and all that stuff.
I mean, if you take out the fact that Transformers was such a huge phenomenon in the 80s, the G1 stuff would look more 70s.
Well, and even at that, I mean, look at what we have now. We have the Generations line with most of these figures are coming out now, but yet they look like the 80s figures even though they're updated, and we don't distinguish that fact. But if you have a repaint, I mean, look at the BotCon set. I mean, those are obviously G2 figures, and they look like it. Why? Because
the
of
colors.
The wacky color schemes and everything.
Yeah, I just realized something. Starscream, the Legend Starscream that's upcoming, looks more like a Swoop than Starscream.
A little bit.
That's a good point.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He does.
I smell repaint.
Yeah, that would be awesome. But so I guess, so what do we think? Did the G2 toys as a whole hold up, or?
Apparently not.
Yeah.
I think so, but I'm biased.
They've aged well. I mean, going back to the original question, do they age well? I don't think so. I think they are stuck in the 90s.
Yeah, me too. I mean, so, other than, you know, a few things like Laser Prime, which is amazing. And his mold is amazing, and that's the case for a lot of the newer stuff. They have great molds. The GoBots are fantastic molds. They hold up very well even today. At like a $2 price point, you know, a GoBot is totally worth it. A $5 price point, not so much, but they would make excellent Dollar Tree fodder. It's hard for me to say that the GoBots don't. I mean, that the Cyberjets don't hold up. I love them. They're beautiful. Hooligan is gorgeous.
Yeah.
But
Hooligan. You can never have too much orange.
That is true.
You get a tiger stripe plane, you got something special.
Yeah, that is true.
Yes.
But man, I just something about them. If they were MicroMaster size and they were as intricate as they are at that price point, sure, you know, it'd be amazing. But
then they wouldn't have been G2 toys because they couldn't do that.
Yeah,
that's true. Not yeah, that's true.
Oh, here's my analogy for why the G2 toys look like the early 90s, but still they're just the 80s repainted, because they came out in a time when the 90s wasn't yet defined and was still living off the 80s successes.
Makes sense.
The Army Bad Boys were still around until, you know.
Oh, my God.
That's true. Early 90s is way different than late 90s.
That is true.
Yeah, mid to late 90s. I mean, look, Jurassic Park hit, and all of a sudden we had Beast Wars.
Yeah, no, it's like the 90s went to crap. You know, Nirvana happened, 90s went to crap. There you go.
Nirvana happened, 90s.
Wow.
Nirvana went to crap.
Yeah.
Nirvana happened, Courtney Love shot her husband, and...
Hey, there's no speculation on RFC.
Yeah, yeah.
We report the facts. We don't talk about our opinions on the show.
No. Okay. So, any other points to add, or is that basically it?
I think we got
G2 rules. Reese dub.
G2 is pretty awesome, yeah. So, okay.
I always loved G2. It was my first Transformers.
Yeah, we'll always remember it first. G2 is great. I mean, it really is. I love most of it. And it's like saying that G1 doesn't hold up. I mean, it's obvious. It doesn't hold up.
Yeah, it's the early 90s. You know, it's not going to be the same as, say, hey, Masterpiece.
I mean, G2 definitely is the turning point when things started to be awesome. I mean, if it wasn't for G2, we never would have gotten Beast Wars, technology wise. So there you go.
Yeah.
Ball joints are a great thing.
And guys named after farts.
Guys named after farts. Okay, so Rob. We kind of have a retread this week for Twitter Theater, but I'll allow it. Tell us why.
XV had made an excellent suggestion of using the Old Spice video, because it's like, there's no way I could follow last week's video.
But you did,
you know. Yeah, I did somehow. So because I was like, you know what?
I thought last week's video was a music video.
So did I. I was told wrong, because apparently the internet is sometimes not truthful.
It was on Wikipedia and everything.
Wikipedia. Well, here's the funny thing. Wikipedia doesn't know what's going on either with this thing. Their description is basically stuff happens.
Wikipedia done good.
Yeah. Well, I looked it up, and it was not as the video described. It's not a music video by a singer named Little Superstar. That was actually a clip from a feature-length movie which recently came out in India and is now on video, and I cannot pronounce its name. Kuti.
Say no more, my friend.
It's a hard to say word, and so I posted. It's in India, so it's okay to post the entire bootleg of the movie online, and no one gives a crap because it's up all over those sites.
It's actually on Chinese server.
Well, it's all over YouTube. The whole movie's on YouTube.
It's basically Turkish Transformers.
I was just going to ask if that's what we were basically talking about here, because...
Close. Wow. It's like H.R. Puffin Stuff, but Puffin Stuff is a robot car, and they were off Harry Potter at 1.2, believe it or not.
Oh, my God.
But yeah, it's actually a ghost story where...
creepy.
It's creepy. Because I had to look up several synopses, because even Wikipedia's description was little girl ghost, the end. This little girl, and it was a little girl, not a little boy singing. Figure that one out.
I thought it was a boy, but it was the hat. It was the fact that the hair was obscured.
Well,
by the hat.
She's dressed as a mariachi. It's a masculine costume for a little girl with no feminine features.
She was a girl.
Yeah,
yeah, it was a little girl.
Yeah,
whose name is like Baby Sanjay or something to that effect. Yeah, I did some learning about this here movie. The movie is essentially, God, my head hurts thinking about it, because
it's like learning calculus in like an afternoon. It's like,
well, usually with a foreign movie in a different language, I can still watch it and figure out what happened. I might not have every plot clue or everything exactly correct, but I get the gist of it. No, in fact, I could tell you guys how they reenact this movie. Get some robots, sing, and take some crystal meth. That would
not,
be it,
not in that order
for 2 hours. Jesus, my head hurts after watching that. The gist of this movie is this little girl's mother. It kind of jumps back and forth. The mother and her brother both owned the same car that they loved, and their cousin, who was destined to marry somebody, I don't know why she didn't marry him. I think it was her cousin or something. Somehow the brother died and the cousin became a witch. Yeah, it's CXV. It doesn't make sense already. And this is a children's movie. So somehow, because of this, we flash forward to the future, and the woman who's now an adult, played by the same actress, is married and she has a child. And the evil witch cousin possesses her child, and the car they still have, which is now possessed by the ghost of their brother, turns into a robot, and it's her uncle, and her and the robot and the kid fight crime and have dancing fun adventures. But she's evil. And at some point, the car... At this point, I don't know what starts happening, because they're murdering people who aren't doing anything, and then these other guys come to stop them. And the little girl fights back by playing drums, and axes fly out of the drums. And the robot now turns from a yellow car thing to like a silver Captain Captain Power looking robot, and fights a giant cobra that eats him, and then he cuts his head off, and the head grows back, and it keeps on eating him, and then breathes fire. And then there's a singing, dancing part with the little girl dancing.
I got it up.
I'm not sure whether I need a drink or I'm drunk. What is going on?
The robot growls like a lion at parts. She just goes, and then.
So it's Megatron?
There's points where it farts. As in car mode, it's like, and it drives around, have happy, wonky adventures, and then, like, there's one part where these three dudes are I don't even know what's going on at this point. These three dudes are walking in a car a lot, and they're like, hey, look at that one. And then, like, she's like, and the robot lands, and they're like running from the robot, and he grabs one, he throws them, and the little girl is like, and breathes fire on them, and then the robot turns into a car and farts on them, and they like,
at the end is my favorite part, when the Decepticon, quote unquote Decepticon, is eaten by a giant snake.
Nice.
After 2 hours, I literally stopped and was like, I think I have cancer. I don't know what just happened. Something just developed in my skull. It's like I watched 3 Dev Adam, and I was keeping up that movie, and it was in a foreign language. This thing was technically music, but just sounded like.
I thought I was going to die after watching 3 Dev Adam for the first time.
There's a wonderful thing where the father and mother have a romantic interlude, because apparently the father is a cheater. I don't know. He's a naughty. Naughty husband, and they have a romantic interlude which solves nothing because he's still a bastard. And they have this romantic interlude, like, and they're singing, but it's not that it's in a foreign language. It's the fact that all these songs are at a weird pace, and it just sounds like phonics. It's like, are y'all pronouncing words or just making noises? I usually understand different languages, like, oh, they're saying words I don't understand, but I can understand the enunciation. No. And every single musical number, even the slow ones. It's a creepy movie, creepy, creepy movie. And I'm sorry, I found it, guys. No, I'm not.
Yeah, it is indescribably creepy.
It's creepy and awesome. And I had diarrhea and I was hungry at the same time.
Way to go, Rob.
Nice. Keeping it classy. Thanks.
Yikes. If you want to understand what it's like to be schizophrenic, watch this movie.
Do I?
Yes.
Okay, so
just thinking week, about that yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's crystal meth. It's crystal meth without robbing people in the laundromat and finding yourself naked behind you in the shower.
It sounds like the only thing this is missing is Bruce Boxleitner.
He might have helped it.
Because the sci-fi Transmorphers was on just last weekend.
Yeah, this is basically Turkish Transmorphers. But
it's not even good enough to be the Turkish Transformers. It's the Turkish version of the Sci-Fi Channel ripoff movie.
So, okay, I guess that's really it for this week. Let's go ahead and wrap her up. Anything else, guys, that we need to remind the folks about?
Don't watch that movie. No.
Please contest, don't.
Call us. What's the number again, Brian?
931-99-GOBOT.
Nice.
And again, to win Megatron, just leave us a voicemail. It doesn't have to be a crazy voicemail or anything. Just the best voicemail will win. There you go.
How does one win a Dark Mount?
If you're a fan on Facebook, you are already eligible. We will notify you if you win. If you want to join our Facebook fan page, please feel free to. It's facebook.com/TFRadio.
Cool.
Fantastic.
Yeah, pretty sweet. Okay. So that'll do it for this week. We will be back next week. Thank you all for listening.
This has been Radio Free Cybertron. Visit us at tfradio.net for show notes and to subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at TF Radio for news and updates. Watch our live stream at tfradio.net/live. Join our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/TF Radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, TF Radio Network. Have a question or comment? Leave it on our Facebook fan page or mail it to contact@tfradio.net. Copyright 2010, Radio Free Cybertron.